Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is Friday, April 28th, the year 2023. On the Islamic calendar, Shawwal 8, 1444. We are at the beginning of our broadcast today, which, as you know, the first 25 minutes, we play chapter 18 of the Quran, and in a half hour, which should be 2 p.m., we will begin the sermon, the Kubbah, first FN called at 1:55. But at this time here, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, asked that we read chapter 18 on Fridays. So at this time now, we will play chapter 18.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا
And say not of anything, Lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest And say, It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, They tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا
Say Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily we have
فلا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He said, Did I not tell thee that thou couldst not bear with me?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Moses said, If I ask thee after this concerning aught, keep not company with me. Thou hast received an excuse from me.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن يقوم الأرض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
So they twain journeyed on till when they came unto the folk of a certain township. They asked its folk for food, but they refused to make them guests. And they found therein a wall upon the point of falling into ruin, and he repaired it. Moses said, If thou hadst wished, thou couldst have taken payment for it.
سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
He said, This is the parting between thee and me. I will announce unto thee the interpretation of that thou couldst not bear with patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working on the river, and I wished to mar it, for there was a king behind them who was taking every ship by force. And as for the lad, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief.
I seek refuge, protection, security with Allah. He didn't say I wait on it. He didn't say I hope for it. A'udhu. I seek refuge. A'udhu billahi with Allah. Min shaitan. Away from shaitan. Nirajim. Being rejected. Open of our enemy. The open avowed enemy. Not a two-faced enemy. Not a, I'm not sure if you're enemy. Shaitan is a open avowed enemy. And we seek refuge with Allah from the harm, the shar, the harm of this evil, wicked one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With the name Allah, ar-Rahman, the merciful benefactor. Ar-Rahim, the merciful Redeemer. Allah gives us mercy twice. Ar-Rahman is the mercy that comes because Allah is Allah. You don't even know you give the mercy. Right? Ar-Rahim, a redeeming mercy after we have the first set of mercies. You know, things are redeemed that need help. Ar-Rahman is mercy that comes to everybody. I don't care what your religion, if you believe it or not, make any difference at all. You get Allah's Rahmah. Rahim comes with the thoughtful of believers. We get the double mercy because there's a consciousness that comes with Rahim or Rahim on our part. There's not necessarily a consciousness with Ar-Rahman. We got it because you're here. Right? So we say the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Nastainahu, Nastakfirahu, what looking to be here after we jump. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, wahdahu la sharika la. And there's nothing worthy of worship besides for him. La is no. Shirk of Sharika is saying a false worship, a false God. If you say La Sharika La, no partners, no associates, no companions, no mother, father, sister, brother, daughter, son, grandchildren, no comparison. See, when you have children, even grandchildren, the first thing they want to do is compare you. See, well, you look just like him. You talk just like him. You smell just like him. Well, I don't have any just like him. None. Last should be killed. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his Rasul. You don't say Nabi, prophet, it says Rasul. He's our prophet. He's Allah's Rasul. And we bear witness. I mean, we have some knowledge on what we're talking about. You can't bear witness of something, but you can. You won't last very long. Were you there? Now, I wasn't there, but did you get it from a first-hand person? No. But I know all about this. We got people like that, don't we? Well, they know all about it. And it wasn't there. So for us, to say, I bear witness, there's no God but God, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God, that means we have some knowledge in our head to support what we bear witness to. Otherwise, we get run in our mouth. In the case of the test, if someone wants to question us, cross-examine, right? Because it was pretty good. They cross-examine. So as Muslims, we say, come on with it. You're going to cross-examine me? I got the cross. I got the cross. Yeah. That's 3 afternoon taquini about. So when we say I bear witness, there's no God but God, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God, you better be educated. That's right. You have to know your religion, know your deen, not guessing at it. You must know your deen. nor your faith. So we pray that peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and his companions. Now his companions were male and female. You were on Hajj, you went to Medina, take care of this big cemetery. It says the only person in the cemetery are the Sahaba. And the guy made sure we knew there's male and female in that cemetery. So we pray peace upon his family and upon his companions and upon us all. Ameen. We thank Allah for giving us a complete way of life. It's not incomplete. Allah says, this day have I perfected for you the religion, completed my favors upon you, and have chosen for you, offered to you, al-Islam is your deen. I don't know of any other religion that brings it, to a close. Say, this is it. It's been tried and tested. It's been wrapped. You got a little bow on it, right? It's a complete package. That Islam is a complete package. And he didn't go to the big shots. He went to the common man and the common woman and gave them the same thing that the big shots got. I've been thinking, I have me out. You hear about Moses had his elite, right? Jesus had his disciples. But did Muhammad have a special group? Everybody got the same thing. There's something now. The males and the females. Everyone got the same Quran. Everyone witnessed the same life of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And everyone was able to use their brain and to think. It wasn't until later on they came up with four schools of thought, not the prophet. And then after the fourth one, they shut it off. The prophet here and now. Everybody had access to the knowledge. And of course, some are more learned than others, you know that. We respect those who study more. But there was no limit, there was no stopping based upon skin color, gender, ethnicity. He didn't have a special elite. You know, he had a close companion, Abu Bakr, you know, Bilal, or Omar. You know, they were close. But they were never given a status above that. Now, think about this. He himself didn't give himself a status above the common person. He said, I'm a special room. I'm a flesh and blood man, just like you. Just like you. And then when they try to put their affairs on him, all I tell them, the cloud says, Mom, tell them, you're not their wakil. A wakil won't take care of your business. Then one time he said, Mom, tell them, you're not their daddy. You are the messenger of Allah, not the father of any of them. This is very important. This is very important. I don't want to be having it because I can't. But so for my understanding, know of any religion that came to where the book from day one until this day was in the trust of the common man, woman, the common child. Got this Quran in their heart. We have to understand why they made the King James Version, because they were tired of the big boys having it up in the castles, up in the high echelon. They said, no, we've got to bring this down to the common man's language. You know King James and will give it. If he's king, he's going to stay king. But he's going to look at it, make sure when he gets done with it, yeah, okay, I still be king when you're done. He said, yeah, you still be king. All right, go ahead and give it to him. Yeah? And that's when the common person began to get it. In our lifetime, certain people quit reading their Kevin their sermons in Latin. In our lifetime. You see Latin? No. Our book, the Quran, every word in it every symbol in it. Muhammad actually said the words in the same language. Now we'll find out somebody else's religion. Allah said, this day have I completed, perfected. What perfected means? That it's been evolving through all the prophets, from Adam, Moses, it's been coming and coming and coming. So now with Muhammad, perfected, completed, therefore all the prophets get credit because they are brothers and they are in the line, they are in their succession. Alhamdulillah. I've not took my notes yet. my point was to talk about marriage today. marriage. You know, marriage is important in Islam. For some reason, it's sacred in Islam. Marriage. You know, everything in Islam has a social order. Everything. Nothing has to stand. Nothing but oops. Right? We have the Quran and the life of Muhammad, the Uswa, his character, is all there, right? So everything in Dalai Islam has a social order that is established upon a scientific pattern or a knowledge-based institution. Whatever we do in Islam, there's knowledge on the surface of it, as you study it, the five pillars, whatever it may be, the Quran itself, you study it, there's more knowledge inside of it. The ilm, right? So al-Islam is an institution that is made up by or constituted within al-Islam of the smaller institutions. The religion itself is an institution. The heart, the fasting, marriage, whatever it may be, those two are institutions based upon him, knowledge. And each of these smaller institutions, they work in harmony with each other. They're not clashing. They're not at war with each other. We have a model of the harmony we look up in the heavens, which is the planets, right? Each planet is in its own orbit, obeying the law of the heavens and earth. And Islam is an institution that also respects the autonomy or the individuality of each of the other internal institutions in Islam, right? The religion itself respects the other institutions that we have. It's kind of like our body, right? We have organs. We got the heart, the kidney, lungs, the stomach, the spleen, right? Liver, right? Different organs, right? Each one is respected for what they do. The heart beats, right? Yeah. The liver, it does its thing. The kidney, it purifies everything for each of the organs, right? But they work together. And they respect each other. And these organs come together and form an organization. Yes? But it's all based upon Allah's mercy to us. And they all work upon a system of knowledge. An orderly system of knowledge. So marriage is one of our Islamic institutions. A very important institution it is. To the point of being sacred. But let's pause here to say, well, what does institution mean in English? A lot of times we use words habitually because someone else said it, we used to say it, and don't know what it means. So I looked it up. And it says, it is the action of establishing or founding, like a system or a government or a religious order, right? Later, it was applied to the law and the practice of law as also being an institution. So we have in Islam these beautiful institutions. In one hadith, Anas reported that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when a man has married, he has fulfilled half of his religion. Then let him fear Allah for the remaining half. And you hear that, brother? You hear that? Half of your religion is being married. This is good for you too. Half of your religion. I mean, that's serious, huh? 50% of my deen is me being married. So if you're not married, maybe you're getting half credit for all your deeds. I don't know. I mean, I'm following the logic, right? I pray 5 times a day. I'm just maybe you get 2.5 credit. Get credit 2.5 prayers that day. I don't know. I pray 30 days a while. I don't know. You get 15 days credit. Half of your, if you're not married, half of your religion, that's half of your religion. The prophet said, peace be upon him. He said, when I'm looking for a mate, there are 3 qualities that tend to come up. One is their beauty. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, he's handsome, right? Another one could be their status. You know, their family got it going on. If I get in their family, you know, I got it too. If I can just get in their family on their status. But then the 3rd quality was what? Their taqwa. Their God consciousness. He said, you can marry him for their beauty. It may last, who knows how long, right? You marry him for their status, and you know what they had before. What is the crash of the stock market, right? You marry him for someone, you can get in for their status, so they got a good name, right? They can lose it overnight. But she married someone for their taqwa, for their God consciousness. That is for the last. For the last. So the 1st 2 are the weakest. But the marry someone for their God consciousness is everlasting. Marry someone who can help you get into paradise, please. You may get that fine pretty thing or that harmful hunk you got, you take you right to the hellfire. Twice. Here, before you marry to him, and later on, that's the judgment day. Because you married for beauty. So you married for status. Marry someone who can help you get to paradise, a little taste of paradise here, and a big part of paradise later on. So Allah says in the Quran, in English, this is Surah 30, Ayah 21, and among his signs is this. Among his signs is this. That he created for you mates, zones, from among yourselves, that you may dwell in tranquility with them. And he has put love and mercy between your hearts. Verily, and that are signs for those who reflect. So the relationship between a man and a woman, it's ordained by Allah in the Quran in many places. And the Quran deals with marriage in so many different ways. Even if you should marry a slave, you got rules for that. So all this is very important for us as believers, that we know what our book says about marriage. I want to read a comment from Imam Muhammad in his book, The Commentary of the Quran. He says, the relationship of man to wife or husband to wife, he said, it is not sexual. So sex is a necessary element. That is all. The relationship should never be based upon sex. Even the lower animals do not base their relationships upon sexual pleasure. They have that pleasure and realize that the product of that action, the sexual interaction, is now in the female, otherwise she's pregnant, right? And she changes her behavior And she gets serious about being a mother before the baby comes. He said the same. He said, this is the animal. The animal does the same thing, right? When the baby comes already, she is devoted to the life of their baby. So the purpose of mating is to extend life, to keep life existing, and to care for life so that after the present ones are gone, after we're gone, right, the life continues in its best form. So this is devotion to community, isn't it? Yes. It's not about sex. Sex is there, yes, but it's not about, marriage should not be about sex. He says your sexual act should be devotion to community life. Think about that. Your sex act, you keep having sex, right? But it should be devoted to community life. This is naturally in man before the world of commercialism spoils them. When a man is right, they see a wife as a future. The natural man, in his original nature, the wife sees the husband as a future. They look to family, to having babies, and having more company than just one or two people. They look to a growing future of family, an organization of people, loving one another, working with one another, supporting each other's life, standing the productivity in the interest of life. That is what they see, and that is what community should be. And when we take sex for nothing but sex, we are less than animals. We are less than animals. If that's what your wife is to you, your sex thing, you are less than an animal, my brother. Imam says here, he said, I never had it in my spirit to see sex as just sex and a dirty thing. I've always had it in my spirit. You know what sex was to me? He says, it's like a beautiful flower with pollen. It looks nice and smells nice. It mixes with something from another, the opposite life, the flower, right? And it produces a fruit by mixing with the other, right? Here the plant has been transformed and is no more just a plant bearing leaves and flowers. Now it is a plant bearing fruit, the fruit of this love. So he told the brothers, we should look at ourselves. He said, they asked us, is your production sweet smelling? Is your production tasty and giving us energy to do our work, to keep moving and doing things? So sex is more than just a sex act. If that's all you can see in your wife is a sex act, it's the man said, you are lower than an animal. We should be seeing community development, community life, extending the community. This is what marriage is about. Allah made us complementary opposites. Let the male to male, the female to female. Opposite sex can be complementing each other. As complementary opposites, we generate power, energy, and new life. Call battery, right? One pulse is positive, one's negative, right? But they complement each other. They complement the opposites. The piston and the car, one cams up, one cams down, right? Right? And that builds energy. So Allah created marriage and made it half of our faith. So we believe in marriage. We believe in the good life of marriage. Of a man and a woman, complementary opposites. So everything in creation is created naturally to make us not just merely Muslims. Never be satisfied being just the average Muslim. Where it says, Sabikun la Sabikun? Then it says, Sabikun Kaliti? Bias in the race? So that was go for the accident. And in this sacred institution of marriage, this is half of our religion. Let's be serious about that. It is a social contract. Marriage is a social contract designed to make us complete as human beings. They say that the husband is a half and the wife is a half. And to come together and make one whole. So dear Muslims, we should be looking to get married. And we should be of a overall environment that is very healthy for marriages. The conversation, you know, we're not playboy club. And we're not monks and nuns. I'm not trying to defend about somebody else, but we're not monks and nuns. We believe in marriage. Tied or not. The word nika means tied or not. And sometimes you tie a knot in the rope to make it strong. You can do more with a knot in a rope than without a knot in a rope. Yes. So let us build the spirit of marriage, support marriage, encourage our young people to get married. We don't listen to that crazy talk out there. I'll just leave them alone. They're young. They're young. Well, but they're making babies left and right. And you're bringing a baby into a situation that is unstable. And that child's going to grow up unstable, you know, cause the whole society to be unstable. So when we enforce, or encourage is a better word, because we can't make your baby anything. But when we strongly encourage marriage, we are building our community life. Because strong families, as you know, make what? Strong communities. But when the family life is messed up, what's the first thing they do when a child do something wrong? Where the parents at? And then they all the time bringing up, well, you know, the black community, there's more single parent households than anybody else, and they've been gobbling these stats. Some more numbers. We've been seeing numbers for the last racist slavery in it, and we give those numbers. You don't need any more numbers. You need to follow the Quran. Get married. Build strong family life. Encourage marriage. Don't be encouraged with young people going out there, having crazy songs out there, tell everybody to shoot them up, nigga, bitch, and all that. Yeah, they say it. You say, why is the man saying that from the... You go home and turn on the radio. Or you question your Muslim child. Question your Muslim child. So you know this song here? Who's this rapper? Oh, that's Lil Wayne. That's okay. You know his songs? They know it. So we're not stupid. We're not special hands stupid. We ain't stupid. We ain't going out backwards. That same poison put in the head of a Muslim child as anybody else's head of a big child. So we got to be open, we got to be bold, we got to be courageous, we got to be soft with them, all that. To firm. They know. The song came out 50 years ago, 40 years ago, and I was a youngster, was crazy. They're terrible now. Yeah. I heard that one song by Lil Wayne, called it a gun flag. That's my gun flag, nigga. That's my gun flag, nigga. I kill you. That's my gun flag, nigga. Yes. You think I'm going to tell them all those songs? All kind of crazy sex actually those songs? Well, we got to get busy. Stay busy. Because Shaitan's busy. We're going to promote marriage. You say, well, I'm too old. You still living? A lonely night is a lonely night. I don't care how old you are. But you ain't too old and you ain't too young. You can be a creative to make this thing work. You got needs and she got needs. Somebody in my type. Look, when you're 20 years old, you're just this long for my type. Yes, that, yes, yes. All you get is all you this get. That's why you mark the word and say, I don't care, somebody. Somebody. Because that's half of my day. I'm about to check out anytime soon. I'm going to have my religion. That's right. I'm going to be. Oh, Allah bless us and guide us. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us for all of our sins. Complete all of our shortcomings. Have mercy upon our souls. Amen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum. Yes. We've been blessed to come through the beautiful month of Ramadan. They say Satan was locked up. Well, I'm doing my best to keep him locked up. Somebody said, oh, Satan is locked up. And I thought about that because it messed me up. So I said, he locked up. And I just had a crazy thought. I can't blame him now because he locked up. Oh, that's me. I'm the problem. Yeah. So the more we fast and control ourselves, that's why he locked up. If you said last week, we know he wasn't locked up for everybody because you read the headlines. So he locked up peppers. He's locked up a little too fast. Now that the Ramadan has ended, don't go back to the crazy thing. Keep that rascal locked up. Keep him locked up. Just real quickly, we have a process that we do every year. We do it at the end of Ramadan. It's called a vote of confidence for the imam. I had to push it every year because we want to keep it going because it's how it should be. And so we're going to do that, get with the Shura board, the trustees, and come up how we're going to do that for the hell of a vote of confidence for the imam. If the imam don't get the vote of confidence, then we can have a ratification or a process that we go through. But we have to keep that process before the people, keep everybody involved with that process. Now, we have a board of trustees, Shura board, right? Just a little side note, Shura is Arabic and board is English, so we got to be very careful. We say Shura is Arabic, right? That's a process of involving everybody in the democratic process. Board is like downtown got laws, right? And got Robert rules of orders and all that. They always don't jive. They always don't come together, but we use their language. You know how we say salam out? So we mean tafleen. Tafleen. So we say 12 Arabic, 4 English. Salam out. No. Sure, board. Okay. Okay. The shoe is the process. But those who are the trustees need to wear trustees. Want them also to come before the people and be recognized and to be approved. We have to do this. We have to remain a democratic, Islamically democratic community. And that's the main thing is information, clear, correct, with love given to the believers. And that's the way of our prophet. He said sometimes you have to be firm and sometimes you have to be gentle. But we have to be fair and open. So this is what we're looking at. So you want to just mention that. That we follow that tradition. Because we don't have someone coming down from El Azhar. We don't have anybody that's hired a full-time imam and all that. But better than that, we got to cross their minds and believe to say yes and no. That's better. That's better. Alhamdulillah. Yes, this is our religion. This is the way of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why he done it. As you think about it, that's how Allah does it. Allah says there's no compulsion in religion. You're going to make them become believers, and I've been making them become believers. Who are you? Yes? That's freedom of thought, freedom of conscience. We have to get it, secure it, maintain it, and promote it. And alhamdulillah, we want to do that. The old saying, there's no big eye for little youth. Yeah. I think it's coming true nowadays. No one could present themselves as being better than somebody else. I say it's like the cheese and the comb. We all leave it. The cheese and the comb, yeah. The prayer line says something. We recognize it. It says, make room in your assembly. Make room in your assembly. So, inshallah, it's coming soon. Oh, Allah grant us good in this life, grant us good in the life to come, and protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. Amen. Ikama, kakama tisila. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الفاتحة الجاهزة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Notes of help or support to anyone who wants to study the Quran. And the first and most important of these notes is that the Quran is in Arabic, but the Quran has a superior Arabic to that that the Arabs had before the Quran. Arabic then enriched itself, the Quran, the revelation to Muhammad, the Prophet, prayers and peace be on him, enriched Arabic as a language, as a language. It made the language richer in communication, effective communication. It made it richer in beauty of mechanics, style, etc. However, Arabic is a language that was valued even at the time of revelation for its I would say its effectiveness to give a message without wasting a lot of words. Power of communication to communicate a lot with few words, and with its, I would say, naturalness. The Arabic language has a real naturalness, and you can only become aware of that through really the study of the Arabic language itself. You come to learn that the Arabic has a real naturalness. It's a real naturalness there. As an example, I would say, and I don't have time to really show you all these things now, this is a big subject in itself, that much of our language that we formed ourselves has a real resemblance to Arabic in terms of how we make expressions, you know, how we form an expression. Has a real resemblance to Arabic, the way expressions are made in Arabic. I have one right now. We used to say, "What's with you, man?" And nobody taught us that. We didn't go to school to learn that expression from school or from anybody. We said, "What's happening, man? What's happening?" These are acceptable expressions in Arabic, classic Arabic. Whereas for us, you know, in English, it's a bad English. It's not good English, you know. What's happening, you know? What's the matter with you, you know? What's the matter with you? What's with you? Expressions like that. Those expressions are really acceptable, classical, standard Arabic. Same expressions in Arabic. So Arabic is very natural language. They're very natural language, and believe me, the best of all expressions. I'm using the term expression now, in the full context of culture, art, everything, language, art, work, whatever. The best of all expressions, in the long run, are the expressions that stay true to the original nature. Those are the best expressions. Expressions that stay true to the original nature. This talk that I'm giving you is to introduce you to the study of the Quranic Arabic. And to go into the Quran, to learn the Quran in Arabic, thinking that this Quran was just given in Arabic is not enough. Says, why? What was the reason? What's the main reason for the Quran being in Arabic? Some will say because Arabic is the language, is the best language. No, it's because Muhammad was the best choice for the prophet. Muhammad was the best choice, the last prophet, and he spoke Arabic. So the Quran says, never did God send a messenger to a people speaking another language, something different from what they spoke. That's the understanding. That's the logic. He was an Arab, and the Quran was revealed in Arabic so that he could communicate it to his people who were Arabs, firstly. Communicate it to them firstly. And his language was Arabic. He was a native child of Arabia. So his language was Arabic. So God wouldn't communicate him. The same rule. It would be stupid for a man to speak to an audience in another language, in a language they don't understand. And it would be ridiculous for God to communicate to a man in a language he doesn't understand. He was an Arab. His language was Arabia, Arabic. So that's the main reason. That's the main reason. But then God is foreknowing. I think that's enough to say. If it's not, then some of you ought to excuse yourself. God is foreknowing. So it was in God's plan to have his last revelation given in Arabic. It was in his plan. And Arabic has this special value that I've mentioned already, that it had this special value even at the time of revelation. And I've done some research on Arabic as a language. And the Jews themselves, they say that of the Semitic languages, that Arabic is the most original and the truest to the nature of Semitic language. The truest to the nature of Semitic languages. They check their language by Arabic when they want to see if certain terms have gotten off track or something. They will study Arabic to get help. Not that Arabic is the only help for them, but Arabic is a source, a help for them in correcting problems with their own language, with their language, Semitic language, with the Jews' language, the Jews, the language of the Jews. and when you study the Arabic expressions in the Quran, you could see that without the power of the Arabic language itself, these expressions that come from God would not have the same power and value. Would not have the same power and value. I know of no other language that, and the proof of it is that no translator yet have been satisfied with his translation. They all say that the translation falls terribly short of conveying what they know, what they receive from the Arabic. That's why you need so much, you need translation, and you need explanation, and you need commentary. You see? You need all that. there's a lot I would like to say about the language, but we're going to go right to the Arabic itself, the Arabic. The term Rab, this is Rab. This word here, Rab. is one of the first very important, powerfully communicating, powerful words in the Quran in terms of compact meaning and ability to just communicate so much with one word. Actually, Rabb is really one syllable, isn't it? Rabb. When you say the Rabbun is two syllables, when you pronounce the sign at the end of the letter, but it's actually Rabb, one syllable letter, but so rich in meaning. So the word, so rich in meaning, Rabb. Allah is the Rabb of all the worlds. If we see the Quran as we read it, with Al-Fatiha being the beginning for our reading of the Quran, the opening and beginning of the Quran, then the first words of the Quran, as we read it, are Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then Alhamdulillahi. So we have two descriptions of God until now, right? Bismillahir Rahman, that's one description of Rahman. Rahim, two descriptions. Alhamdulillah, Rabb, third description. The third description in the Quran that we come upon, and we just began reading the Quran, is this one, Rabb. And it says, Rabbul Alameen, Alhamdulillahi, Rabbil Alameen, affected grammatically. That's how comes Rabbi. Otherwise, speaking as a noun, a subject, it would be Rabbu, a Rabbun, you see? I'm not here to teach you Arabic. This is not an Arabic lesson session, a workshop, whatever you want to call it. this is Quranic Arabic. Quranic Arabic, okay? Rabbul Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So Lord of all the world. Al Alameen. Lord of all the world. How do we find the meaning now for the common person? The message, the revelation. The revelation. How do we find it for the common person? How is this expression used other than for God? Do we have to go to an Arabic dictionary or an Arabic encyclopedia for it? Never go to any book before you go to the same book. Always go to the same book for the meaning. In the Quran is the dictionary for the Quran. This is the revelation. This is revelation too. I'm giving you right now. In the Quran is the dictionary for the Quran. Did it send us outside for keys? No. He has the keys to the heavens and earth, huh? All the keys with the revelation. Okay. Rabbul Alameen. That means dictionary keys, meaning, definition. Okay. Yes, Rabbul Alameen. Lord of all the world. Okay. In the Quran, our God teaches us in a beautiful way to respect our parents. An expression used is with this, the term used with this expression, Lord, be to them as they were to me kind, huh? Huh? As they were to me when they raised me up as a child. And this word is used. Rabbayani, for two during the verb. This is the verb of the noun. Rabbayani, yeah, for two. Rabbayani saghira, when they raised me up when I was small. As they raised me up when I was small, as a child. Rabbayani Sahira. So, Rabbayani. This is a Rabbayani. And this is yeah. This is two dots. Yeah, ni. And then when I was small, sagira, you know, we don't have to put that. So here is the same term used again in a different context. Here's how we find definition for the term in the Quran. You see how God used the same term in different references or in different contexts. Then you get the meaning of that term. How do we know the meaning of go? By its uses. Huh? That's the only way you know. So if you want to know the meaning of any term in the Quran, study its uses in the context of the Quran. Then you get its meaning. Rabbayani Saghira and Rabb. So you have scholars, right? Scholars, great scholars. Don't like a breakage in anything. Unless it's supposed to be broken. So you have scholars, you know, they say the evolver. The evolver for Lord. Call it the evolver. The Lord who evolved the world. So now this is not Darwin's evolution, this is different. So here we have the meaning raised up. Now, every person know how a child is raised up by parents. So then now we have to go to the dictionary and see what raised means. No, we don't, because raised have been used in a common context. Say, as you raised me up when I was a small child. We all know how children are raised up by their parents from small child. Right? So what is the meaning of raised now? To love. To cherish. To be concerned for. To watch out for the needs of. To serve the needs of. To guide, direct. To look to the future and aim that child's life to the future that you want for it. You cut out for a child of, I want that child to be this kind of person. This kind of person. Then you groom that child. You care for that child and nourish that child and groom that child so that that child grows into the beautiful destiny you want for it. And what you want for it is that it be responsible for itself and responsible for more than itself. You want to raise it up so it will be like you. You're responsible for it and other things too. So you want that child to grow up into more responsibility, to be more independent and less dependent. Correct? So that's what it means. Rabbul Alameen. Now you say, well, how can that go for the world? The earth, the Mars and the sun and the stars out there. How are we to understand that or apply that to that reality? If God, by his will, has made the existence of something, created or caused the existence of something, and also laws governing the existence of that, forces or enforces a discipline and also an adjustment so that any situation that interrupts the will or the discipline will be taken care of by a law that enforces an adjustment. So the creation, like the child, when it comes to a point where it needs to make an adjustment, there is a law and an adjustment factor that comes about. They call it adaptation or whatever that comes about, that comes into action or comes into play to make it possible for that existence to grow or progress into a form for surviving beyond the problem. Or for survival beyond the problem. Right? So survival is threatened to make it grow, really, isn't it? Survival is threatened to bring it to where God wants it to go. So God created it, but God created it to run into problems. And the problem it's going to run into have already been taken care of by an adjustment factor. And when it runs into that problem, it's going to make an adjustment. And the adjustment is going to be more progress, more evolution for that particular existence. Now, isn't that what we do for our children? So we know it's going to run into problems, but we know also that if we can't guide it to the adjustment or prepare it for the adjustment, we know that God's mercy. If we can get God's mercy, that child will be saved from that problem, right? That's the real personal faith, you see. God is Rob of all the world, Lord of all the world. Will parent serve as a substitute for the term Rob? No. No. Although God has really kind of related the role of parent to the role of God. And this has happened naturally for man. Man has naturally come into that kind of idea about God, that I must have a higher parent. I must have a more powerful parent. Somewhere there is a generator that's more powerful and older than my parents, even than my ancestor that I can trace back as far as I can go in my mind. I trace him back, but how did he come here? He needed some help. So man keeps going back in his mind and in his logic, with his logic that he has. He keeps going back, and he comes to the conclusion that there must be a supreme parent that parented me and all the world, all existence. Yes, Rabbul Alameen. All of this is in the Rabbul Alameen. Rabbul Alameen, Lord of all the worlds. All right. So now, God is Lord of all the worlds. But look at the Arabic language for world. If Alameen means world, Alam means one world. Alam. It's too sensitive. Your volume is too high or something. Then Alam means one world, right? Alameen, world. Alam, world. What also is Alam? Knowledgeable person. And God says, above every possessor of knowledge is God the most knowledgeable. Above every knowledgeable person, a knowledgeable thing, is a possessor of knowledge, is God the most knowledgeable. This is Quran. God the most knowledgeable. I'm tying that to Rabbul Alameen. I'm tying this expression in the Quran to Rabbul Alameen. Above every great knowledgeable person or being is God the most knowledgeable. Then what is that saying? It is saying Allah Rabbul Alameen. That's what it's saying. That expression is saying, the two expressions are saying the same thing. Rabbul Alameen, God is the Lord of all the world, meaning that God is responsible for all the world, coming into their maturity, into their existence as we see them established. And when we say above all the knowledgeable possessors of knowledge, are knowledgeable persons is God, so we are saying that God is responsible for those knowledgeable persons. They are not his teachers, he's their teacher. He didn't get his from them. They got theirs from him. That's what he's saying. So actually the two are saying, addressing the same issue. The same issue. Now, we're still talking about the common man. Still addressing the mind of the common man. Not the man of higher knowledge or the man of revelation. We're still addressing the mind of the common man. And you should have been able to follow me with your common mind till this point. All right? Okay. He is Rabbul Alamin, Lord of all the world. He evolved all the worlds. He's the one who had the concern for his creation. Created it feeble, weak, needing attention from the strong. Huh? Needing help from the knower. Needing help from the former, the one that formed it. Yes. Now, you know, we take too much credit, but we get deserved a little bit. I had that baby. That's my baby. I had that baby. I made that baby. Isn't that it? Now tell me if I'm saying things that I dreamed last night. I think those are expressions. In the society. I made that baby. So we feel that way ignorantly, and it has an inkling of truth to it. You see? And because of that, we have a personal responsibility and a personal kind of obligation. Very, very personal obligation to this child that we say we made. Right? Leave him alone, he ain't yours. Another expression, right? Yes. So now because of that awareness of our involvement and that the child didn't exist until we acted. My Lord. Child didn't have any existence at all until we acted. It was our act that made that thing. That act. Excuse me for saying thing. I guess it's indication of the time. So because of that now, we accept the obligation and accept it with commitment, attachment, devotion, etc. This is my child. I'm going to raise this child. I have to raise this child. Even if I have to suffer myself, I have to care for this child. Yes. Now you think God doesn't suffer like a human suffer. But God suffers us to be free. On our own. You know, suffer means bear, put up with, endure the displeasure. Now, we know God endures the displeasure because our object is to please him. So if we don't, he must endure, put up with the displeasure. How wonderful it is. Now, what I mean, it's wonderful to be able to tap dance on two realities and not get out of step. It's wonderful. Yeah. Now, all it is, as one believer, you may have believed, you say, this is our life, and that's correct. This is our life. This is the real life. Yes. In Christianity, they make the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Lord. In Judaism, they don't say it, but every rabbi is Lord. Rabbi is Lord. Rabba means Lord. So now, here is man now believing, and who's behind this theory anyway? That the world was evolved by the Creator, and it rested. Our holy book says God is a worker, and God is active, and he is not at any time in time idle, but in a wonderful work, doing a marvelous thing at every instance of time. And then the telescope finally bears witness to it. No, the world has not ceased creating, being created. New stars are being born. Great worlds out there far away from us are coming into existence. That's what they say. So really, that theory has been proven wrong. The universe is not yet rested. The same thing that happened to bring this into existence and evolve a law and an order for it is happening out there in the distance, according to their own observation with their long telescopes, with their powerful telescopes. Correct? All right. But let's say let's ignore what has been discovered by modern science. And let's stick with that idea that it has rested. Maybe out there something is happening, and we do believe it. It's happening all the time. New births going on all the time in the distance. But for this family of bodies we call the solar system, it is rested. Yes, it is rested. So it's rested. We still don't accept that kind of reasoning, that man is not Lord, or man is the one now responsible, taken care of, and responsible for the continuation of growth and development or evolution. Man comes into knowledge. He makes improvement upon himself. He makes improvement upon his environment. He raises the level of his existence. He improves and advances and raises the level of his existence. Is he Lord? The same law operating in the universe as an expression of God's will is operating in man, who is just a part of this universe. The same one that designed the earth and other bodies and things in the earth to perform as they perform, designed man in his mind to perform as they perform, or as it performs. Now, if we recognize that the earth is not its Lord, if we can recognize that the tree has no tree Lord, shouldn't we recognize that the man has no man Lord? That's common sense, isn't it? Common sense reasoning. Now, these things that you witness that was raised by a Lord, a creator, you don't say that they have a tree Lord. You don't say the tree have a tree Lord. The elephants have an elephant Lord. You don't say the sun has a sun Lord. The earth has an earth Lord. You don't say that. Well, why say man has a man Lord? You're thinking on your own. That's your problem. Start thinking on reality. Thinking with the support of reality, not your own mind. Or your mind dreams and exaggerates and become flawed in terms of his ability to reason clearly. Yes. You become subjective. and make big scientific errors. And subjective means you let the subject come into the logic and affect the logic. So here you're looking at yourself and admiring yourself that you've done so many wonderful things. Look at the wonderful things the son had done. And once the man thought it was the Lord. But the man grew up to realize it's not the Lord. The son has heated and given warmth to the life and has fed life all over the planet, giving it energy and food, increased its power to grow, huh? Giving it more vitality, etc., and made the world so plentiful in life, but not by itself. See, that's the difference in God and things that we make the mistake of identifying as God. The sun does that wonderful work, but without water, it'll be helpless. Right? Sun does all that wonderful work. See, it supplies the energy for growth. But without water, it can't do it. Big old powerful sun need little, humble, weak water in order to do its job. Right? Yeah. Can't grow a thing without water. Can't have any life without water. So for man, too, he's Lord. He's doing all these wonderful things. He increased the land in beauty and richness and in quantity of things.
Yes, he does.
But is he doing that by himself? Just like we have to have water first before we can have life, man has to have the material first before he can have growth for his world. And he's not the God or the Lord of the material that he uses. He's not even the teacher of the material he uses. He doesn't teach the material. The material teaches him. So, you see how his reality is reduced when we start reasoning soundly? Not a big Lord ain't so big, is he? He ain't so big now. Rabbul Alamin, Lord of all the worlds. But the worlds that revelate now, not common, not the common thought now, it is the uncommon thought, revealed thought, a thought influenced by revelation. Now we're moving from the common man's thought to the revelation now. Now, okay, so now God is not only the Lord of these worlds, these physical bodies, but he's the Lord of the system of knowledge. Not just the system of material. The system you're looking at is the system of material. He's not just Lord of that. He's Lord of the system of knowledge. And he created you, man, to benefit from his system of knowledge. And favored you above all his creation with a mind to benefit from his system of knowledge. Isn't that wonderful? Above all the things that he created, he favored man to benefit the most from his system of knowledge. And here you are, you come to the point in your own vanity, you come to the point that you dismiss the existence of a Lord anymore and say that you are the Lord now. We must not see God as the Lord, the God, the creator as the Lord anymore. We must see the creator in man, in the body of man, as the Lord. So God is in man now. And the world is under man now. And the man world is going to be judged by man now. And the world should worship man now. Am I off key? To tell me now. I know we got some Baptist preachers in here. Tell me. I never talked to this many imams without a Baptist preacher in it. So talk back. Lord of all the worlds. Lord of all the worlds. The system of planets. He's not just Lord Evolver of the system of planets. He's Lord and Evolver of the system of knowledge. And the wisest of scientists would tell us that some of his greatest breakthroughs came to him accidentally or by accident. Huh? But even if it wasn't by accident, if it was by careful concentration, the concentration is the instrument God gave you. That's how you were able to do that. He made that instrument. Hell, if I make an instrument that does wonders and get a patent for it, you gonna take credit for it? Just because it's working wonderfully for you? I'll carry you to the court. Rabbul Alameen, Lord of all the world. Now, again, on the level of revelation, on the level of revelation, you people in the religious hierarchy, in the religious leadership, older people, you have claimed that you are lords. And then here comes another revelation. Use the term Lord. Let us not raise for among ourselves Lord. Huh? Lord. Say a man among us is Lord. That's what Allah says in the Quran. You see? That the prophet is to address the people and challenge them and appeal to them, to their good senses, and say, you want peace? You want fairness between us? You want a civilized world? Let us not raise up lords among ourselves to put over the rest of us. Nobody has been given the right to do that. Okay, you come up with a right white lord, pretty soon somebody's going to come up with a black lord. And this problem going to multiply. So we have the European laws, we have the Asian laws, we have the African laws, now we have the black man of America, the Negro laws, we have all these laws. And all of them disappoint Abraham, peace be upon him. But they look so beauty in that glory. They look so powerful and beautiful in that glory. Oh, magnificent son of man. Oh, I love you. Out of mouth. As-salamu alaykum. And then pretty soon, march them to the grave. Well, that kind of Lord didn't satisfy Abraham. He said, my Lord is not one that's set. Praise be to Allah. See, this is the beautiful. And we're just talking about one word. Allah says, before you can exhaust what is in the Quran, you will use up all the trees making pens. And the oceans multiplied over again with ink. Rabbul Alameen, Lord of all the world. All this is life. Now, your imam, when I say your imam, I want to say you, because I'm you. You! We are one people and one spirit and one body. You! Separated like planets, our solar system, from Arabs, Italians, Jews, and others. Our solar system birthed this. Yeah. Now, yeah, I'm speaking symbolically, you understand. cup of coffee, well, black coffee won't help you if you take it literally. Yeah, I see you're prime time with a straight jacket on. I don't want to see that. Yeah, but I'm you and you're me. We are one birth. You know that? In terms of what we are as a Muslim community, we are one birth. My birth and your birth all together with one birth. This is one birth. So out of this one birth has come one now to say something and learn it. Pakistani Muslim, pick it up, and he's thrilled by it so much, he puts a drawing in the paper with world and quotes the man, right in Muhammad, that Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Saying that the Imam has brought us to a higher level of understanding regarding this statement, Rabbul Alameen, that he is the Lord of the systems of knowledge. He's Lord of mathematics. Yes. He's the Lord of algebra. He's the Lord of astronomy. He's the Lord of chemistry. He's the Lord of medicine. He's the Lord of everything. He's the Lord of every system of knowledge. You don't believe it? Just examine those who claim that they are the beneficiary and trace where they got it. And you trace it back to the original owner, God himself, the Lord of all the world. Yes. Yeah. And even the man makes arguments and fails to question his own existence. Made great theories of how the world came in. Don't need no great theory how you came in, man. So why take this big task of examining the unlimited, infinite world when we can just question you where you came from? Were you around here to take care of us 200 years ago? Well, how are you going to be our God, man? We were doing all right before you came. And that's what Allah said in the Quran, that who is the best to judge? He who just popped up or the one that has been around for all time? Oh, Lord, I'm telling you this. Now, after you understand God is that description, then you can understand Alhamdulillah. That's what you should say for that Lord. Alhamdulillah. Why is he deserving of all this great praise? Because he is Lord of all systems of knowledge. And man doesn't praise because he sees trees and animals and things like that. He doesn't praise. The man, the best, the perfect praise, the complete praise comes when man's intellect appreciates what he sees outside. But he's understand that within these things are systems of knowledge. Within everything is systems of knowledge. وَسِعَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمٍ. He incorporates everything, or everything is tied together by systems of knowledge. But not only that, in another place he says, إِلْمًا وَرَحْمًا. Knowledge and mercy. And that's where man fails sometimes. He divorced himself from the mercy for the sake of continuing blindly on his course with the knowledge. And end up punishing us instead of relieving us. Yes. Urban Renewal was one of those cases, wasn't it? Urban Renewal set out to make man's life better and really punish life. But you know, man is stubborn. Once he goes so far in his path and get a lot of credit for it, he rather kill himself, and you too, then admit he erred. I've gone too long now. Too many people have been giving me credit for this. I'll never admit that I made a mistake. Hell, it just happened to suffer. So we will conclude this discussion with that conclusion that we made. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yes, and our conclusion was that revelation is broadcast on two levels, the level of common language and the level of revelation, right? That's its nature, that it addresses the common mind, but also addresses the uncommon mind, the mind that has been trained by the guidance or by the light of revelation, you see? So, and we concluded that in addressing the human being, the common community of human beings on these two levels, it warns us that the creation is not rested. Now, I hope that was the conclusion you came to, the conclusion I was trying to get. That is not really rested. So even for the common man, no. The Lord, the first Lord is evidence that the first Lord is still active in his role as creator. Now, before these planets and these new worlds that they discover out there in the universe were known, that they are being born all the time, Allah said, at every point in time, he is in a marvelous work of creating. Kulli yawmin fan. In a marvelous work of creating things. And we see also in the Quran God pointing to worlds that existed, but we didn't know them. Says that there are worlds that he created that you do not know. Is that what's in the Quran? Yes, there are the worlds you know, but there are worlds that he created that you do not know. And it took modern science to show us the great big world of microorganisms. In the time of the prophet, it was not known. Is that correct or not? But here it is, just a few centuries after the prophet, science discovers that there is a whole other world, marine life, microorganisms, not only marine life, they exist all in the air everywhere, that we can't see with our eyes, microorganisms. Yes, microbes. And the Quran has addressed it before it was known. This is no accident. This is communication coming from the Lord of the world. No accident. He is the Lord of all the world. And we have made it clear that the person with his insight, common mind, blessed with insight of scientific perception, he made a mistake too. And glorifying himself and forgot to keep his mind on the very material and sources that from which he was benefiting and from which he was gaining a situation for growth of his own intellect. His own intellect was oppressed. And it was what he found in the natural order God created that gave him a situation for freeing his own intellect. He frees it and baths in the light of his own glory and forgets his humble origin and his dependency. While you're boasting, you're just dressed up in dependency. Yes. You're boasting as independent. You're the boss. You're the God. You're the... But the common man with his common sense is woman too. It laughs. Oh, I see it today, Miss Nora. I never really believed that. For I was God. I never did believe that man was God. You know, they said it, but I never really believed it. That's that mind, common mind that God created. Your mind has to become unreal before you accept that a man is God or something like that. Your mind has to become unreal. So they have to give you the unreal to convert you to accept the unreal. So they give you a fantasy, a story tale, a fantasy story about the origin of things and the creation of things, you know. They give you a lie about the reality of matter and everything, and now you are ready to believe a man is God.